Hey, this is Mike Simon, and you are listening to Dane at WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
720 WGN. Dane Neal here at the 2016 South Beach Wine and Food Festival at the Crown Jewel, the singular event, the one that means the most to me, that has meat, live music, fire. It is Meatopia, and the guy who is making it all happen from the MC side and also from the inspiration side. This is a carnivore himself. It's the one and only Chef Michael Simon. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here, baby.
Now, you have been a part of these events for a long time, and you were friends with Josh Ozersky. I was friends with Josh Ozersky. It is hard to think, and like you mentioned up on stage just a little bit ago, you've been to a lot of events like this, but there are very few that really embody the spirit of an individual like this one does.
I agree. I mean, this event embodies Josh and everything that he loved about food. And I love that that even though he's not with us anymore, it's kept that feel, that core, the live fire, the meat, the party that he would evoke when he walked into a room.
Now, food festivals all over the place. South Beach is one of those that everybody, the food kind of world, congregates here, not only for the weather, right, but also for great camaraderie and then also for great events. Now, this event here, for those people who have never been to a Meatopia, what is it about it that makes it absolutely different?
Well, you know what? I think it's like, this is an event for the people that, obviously for the people that come and eat here, it's an event for them. But really, this is food that chefs love to cook.
Right.
So it's really an event that the chefs really, I think, pour their hearts out into. And they cook a little bit for themselves. But then the consumer really gets to enjoy the food that chefs are so passionate about.
It is. It is like a pro event. It isn't just a food event for the people. It is the chefs cooking for themselves and for each other. And you see a lot of that where they're talking about, hey, man, this is incredible. But it's chef to chef.
Right. Absolutely. It's the chefs are cheering. Like, they're picking a winner this year, which, you know, is kind of funny because I feel like all the chefs cheer for each other in an event like this. Everybody, there's no losers here.
So when it comes to the team photo of excellence, obviously you're there and leading the crowd here. But as far as some of the great places that people are going to enjoy, and they come from all over the country, what are some of your favorites?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a friend, but I'm always a huge fan. What Pat Martin does with smoked meat, there ain't many, maybe none better in the country. So he brought the whole darn rig. He's got whole hogs going. I mean, he's tearing it up tonight. But, I mean, there's just so much. You could go on and on. Really, all 25 places here are unbelievable.
Josh had high hopes for this event in New York, started it, and it came from just kind of like a backyard field kind of thing all the way to one of these kind of main events at some of the best food festivals. So New York and South Beach here where we are today. Where do you see, like as a guy who's been and seen everything, where do you see, can Meatopia be in other places?
Yeah, I mean, I think this event works anywhere, to be honest with you. But I kind of like that you could only get it twice a year. I mean, I think there's something special about it in that sense, too. It's like two times a year, chefs get together and they throw down and cook some of the best meat that they can. And there's something kind of special about that.
Well, there is. I don't think there's more of a meaty town than Cleveland, right?
Oh,
and who could bring that? I mean, maybe a Cleveland Meatopia?
Yeah, we could host the Cleveland Meatopia, no problem. We might have to bring like 100 chefs because Clevelanders love their meat so much.
Now, they're going to love one place that you're doing that is going to be one of the new ones in that roster of restaurants people are going to come to Cleveland for with Mabel's opening up. So how excited are you for that?
Very. We're a couple weeks away now, and I mean, it's great. Smokers are in. We're playing around, having a good time, and, you know, it's a passion project for me. So I really can't wait for it to open. I'm more excited about opening Mabel's than any restaurant I've ever done.
Long awaited, and it's going to be super appreciated. And last thing, this meat, it doesn't cut itself. And you have your new line of Ergo Chef knives out on the market now. I know those guys. I know they do great stuff. I've talked with you about it before.
Right.
But now that you've been, like, you know, a few months in, 6 months, how are they working out?
Oh, we're happy. I mean, you know, I think we did a knife that is of a chef quality knife, but affordable for the home consumer.
Right.
And I mean, I couldn't be happier with them. I got them in hands of a lot of my chef friends. They love them. I think the knife speaks for itself, and very proud of them.
I'm not going to let you enjoy Meatopia and all that it is. For people who want to keep up with all your adventures, all your projects, where can they go?
Yeah, they could go to my Twitter page at Chef Simon or my Facebook page at Michael D. Simon. That keeps most things updated, and I have a website, michaelsimon.com. It'll be on one of those damn things.
See him in the Chew 5 nights a week in Cleveland all the time and here at Meatopia. Chef Michael Simon, thanks so much for being in the show.
Thanks for having me, man.